Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil,
it's the late great Dan Fogelberg. A song is called The Nexus. It's the first song on the Innocent Age album, a double album that I encourage you to find and buy and enjoy, as I have. I've owned it every way you can own this thing. I've wore out I don't know how many CDs. I'm sorry, cassettes. Because that's about a 30-year-old album. It's absolutely outstanding. I promise you, you'll like it. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're spinning some platters and talking about small business with our good friend Elise Benin. And Elise is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of several books, including Stop Pushing Me Around. It's a book for introverts. She wrote it thinking of me, right, Elise?
That's right.
You can see me all over this book, folks. And The Creative Professional's Guide to Money, The Art of Self-Promotion, The Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing, et cetera, et cetera. You got a new tell us about that new project we almost got into in the last segment.
Sure. Well, every year I update my marketing calendar,
right,
which is essentially...
Say that again, your marketing...
plan calendar.
Marketing plan calendar. Okay, go ahead.
So it's essentially a very simple marketing plan for small business owners in the form of a calendar. It's an electronic calendar that basically pops up on your screen and tells you what to do every day. And it just uses the five simplest marketing tools.
And so they can find out more about that at marketing-mentor.com, right?
Yes, and especially at marketing-mentor-toolbox.com.
Oh, an extra dash there, folks. No extra charge for the extra dash either, by the way, folks.
That's exactly.
So check that out. In your calendar, do you promote the use of goals with your clients, with your small business clients?
Absolutely.
Talk to us about what you – give us the benefit of what you tell your folks about goal setting and goal achieving.
Well, I think the most important thing is that if you don't set a goal, then you're not going to get where you want to go. You're just going to basically follow wherever your business takes you or wherever your clients take you. I see a lot of people doing that.
If you don't know where you go, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
Exactly. And if you don't set the goal, you also can't measure it.
Mm-hmm.
And measuring the goals is actually one of the most important things about goals.
Do you think that's the reason why some people don't set goals is because they're afraid they'll somehow be held accountable?
Yes, absolutely.
And it may be probably more subconsciously than anything, don't you think?
Yes.
I don't think people actively say, I don't want to set a goal because somebody will call me on it. I think it's just kind of it's a subconscious protective mechanism or something.
I think it is, and also not so consciously, I think people aren't all that confident that they can get there.
Mm-hmm.
And that they know what to do.
Do you think it also is maybe they don't know how to set goals? In other words, they set them too big, and when they ought to be doing bite sizes?
It's not even just too big. It's not quantifiable. It's very, very vague.
Yeah, so if you say to yourself, okay, I want to grow at 20% this year. That's my goal. Well, you're not going to make that. But if you say, I want to add this product, I want to work a little harder with these customers. I want to do these things to my marketing program, and the combination of those three, here's how I projected that they will help me accomplish a 20% growth rate.
You know, when it comes to a goal, most of the people I come across don't even say, I want 20% growth rate. They say, I want more clients.
Ah.
So even putting a number, a percentage, to the growth rate would be an improvement.
Yeah,
and
I guess so.
And then what you outlined is how you get there,
mm-hmm.
not really the goal. That's
mm-hmm.
the plan.
But the point, all I was trying to do was break it down into how you into something real that you could actually go to work on.
Absolutely, I think breaking it down is the crucial step in the process.
And give it a name. Give every step a name, right? And an action.
Yes, especially an action.
Mm-hmm. What can I do? Who do I need to contact? Who do I need to call? Who do I need to ask? What's the next step? What's the next step in this this path?
And also how many? Because I find people, if they say, "All right, I want more clients." Okay, let's identify what kind of clients. Let's identify what kind of projects you're looking for, and that way you can go find the right ones. And then they get stuck at, well, how many people should I reach out to in any given week?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a very personal question in a way, because it depends on what kind of outreach you're doing. It depends mm-hmm. on what other things you have going on, whether else is on your plate. But when people are stuck in that place, I just say, start with something. Start with 5. Start with 10. Start with 25.
I would also like to encourage people to say, if you say, I want more clients, I would also like to encourage you to say, okay, before I go look for more clients, how is my current client acquisition process working?
Mm-hmm.
I'd fix that and make sure that's optimized before I hit the street too, Elise.
Yeah, it's true, because sometimes, you know, more is not necessarily going to be better.
Yep, and that's what chapter 16 of my new book is all about, by the way. Elise Benham, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. Marketing-mentor.com, right?
That's right. Thank you.
Let's have a good 2014 together, Elise.
All right.
See you next time. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.